7.
2CH 1170. And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
Good morning, Granny.
Oh, excuse me.
Isn't it wonderful, though, that you have a daughter who now lives in Hong Kong and has given birth to a baby, and we've all seen it because of Skype.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, yeah. Golly. 20 years ago, we couldn't have done that, even 10 years ago. And let me say this, look, she really is absolutely beautiful.
That's an unbiased point of view, isn't it?
There's one photo of her with a little tongue out, and she has this heart-shaped mouth. Oh, gosh, gorgeous. Fell in love instantly.
Now, didn't you do some work with Margaret Fulton many years ago?
Yes, a long time ago I worked with Margaret, yep. And she's getting a lot of press at the moment.
She is indeed. I'm not sure that it's good. What is she, ambassador to Woolworths?
She's now being called the ambassador for Woolies Fresh Food People. And I must admit, first of all, I'd query this title ambassador because I heard it again last week. Lindy Milan is now the culinary and wine ambassador for this Sydney Convention Centre. And I thought, surely this is a misuse of the term. According to my dictionary, an ambassador is a diplomat sent by one sovereign or state on mission to another. And anyway, these two are female, of course, so I would have thought at least they'd be called ambassadresses. But I would query Margaret's endorsement of this because, you know, she just only a few years ago was very anti-GMOs, and there's no way she can guarantee that the food in Woolworths doesn't have, you know,
just
GMO.
What, GMOs?
Genetically modified foods.
Oh, I see.
And Woolworths doesn't have a policy on that, so we don't know whether the foods that, you know, the fresh food and any of the supermarket lines, whether they have genetically modified foods in them.
And, of course, she's also doing something for Coles, I hear. Very confusing.
Very confusing.
What do you have for us for coming up to Christmas?
I have a lovely recipe for you for gingerbread. And it's an easy one, but it's just that when you're rolling it out on hot, sticky days, you need to keep putting it back in the fridge because it can get really a bit difficult to work with. But it's a lovely recipe with softened butter and brown sugar, which you cream together, some honey, salt, lots of ginger, of course, cinnamon and allspice, some bicarb soda, and you make that into a dough. And as I said, put it away in the fridge and then just take out bits at a time to roll out. And look, I like to stamp out cockatoos and kangaroos because, after all, we do live in Australia. A bit sick of all this European tradition. And maps of Australia, you can get shapes now, and then decorate them with royal icing.
Yes, they're lovely.
And this recipe is in my mini chef cookbook, which is out at the moment, and it's a lovely one to do at home with the kids.
That little mini chef book is a delight. It's what, $24.99?
$24.95, yeah, and it's published by New Holland. It's in all the bookshops.
Good.
Or if you come to my webpage, you can actually buy it from me.
Now, you've got a busy day today.
Oh, yes, I've got a birthday party today, and I've just finished cooking classes yesterday, so I'm very, very busy. Lots of people seem to have birthdays around about this time, just leading up to Christmas.
Sagittarians galore.
Yep.
Okay,
including
now,
you.
Why have you asked that I should play this song, My City of Sydney?
Well, actually, it was referring to what I said before. Lindy Milan is now this culinary and wine ambassador for the Sydney Convention Centre, and I went to a fantastic function there last week. They've just refurbished it. It's the building that's between the flyovers. It looks out over the parkland area at Darling Harbour and was designed by Philip Cox, and I actually sat next to him at the function. And it really was a very interesting night. It was an unusual night in that it wasn't just about the food and the wine. It was about conversation because they'd invited along artists like Colin Lansley and winemakers Bruce Tyrrell and Peter Logan, and Philip Cox, the architect, was there. So, you know, it was more than just a food and wine night, and it was a real celebration of the building, which was actually installed 22 years ago, and of Sydney itself, looking out over that beautiful city skyline.
Talking of wine families, did you see the famous families on the ABC last night?
I did.
The Garrett wine family.
Yes, indeed.
Very rich one moment, totally broke the next.
And next week it's the Hemmings family.
That should be interesting.
Very interesting.
Talk to you next week, Sheridan.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.